You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has an important reminder from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. They would like to remind you that some people, especially veterans living with PTSD, are sensitive to loud noises from fireworks, and they ask that you please be smart as you celebrate. Some tips they have for those with PTSD include being with loved ones who can support and distract you, reminding yourself of where you are and what is happening, and using earplugs or background sounds to reduce noise intensity. They would also like to remind you that if you are a veteran, experience stress, or if you're concerned about one, you can connect with the Veterans Crisis Line by calling 988 and pressing 1. Once again, that Veterans Crisis Line is 988, then press 1. July 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. over at Carroll Park in Mercer, it's Looney Tunes in the Park. This is free live music featuring food, beverages, and exciting raffles. Funds raised will go toward the new community playground. Once again, this is taking place July 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. over at Carroll Park in Mercer. Online's not the only way scammers operate. Joanne Krulitz reports they can be found in your snail mail, too.
When scammers want to obtain personal information, they usually target online users. While being cautious of online scams, consumers should also be aware that old-school scamming tactics are also common. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We need consumers to be aware of those old-school methods, and some recent examples are letters, fraudulent letters that consumers have received in their mailboxes.
Another letter mailing scam example involves a letter with a false threat to a consumer. Michelle Reinen says that there are ways to avoid receiving unwanted letters.
You can have a little bit of control on where your information goes if you ignore surveys and questionnaires and sweepstakes. The other thing you can do is exercise your consumer's right to opt out. Financial institutions are required to notify consumers of their right to not have personal information shared with outside companies. So you can opt out of mail offers and pre-screen credit and insurance offers. You can do that at optoutprescreen.com. And then you just want to try and reduce the total amount of unwanted mail you get. And you can do that by writing to the companies individually, asking them to be taken off their mailing list. But you can also register with the Direct Marketing Association's Mail Preference Services. And you can register for 10 years for just $2, and they won't share your information. They'll remove you from their circulation list, and so when new companies are going to that list, your name won't be included in that.
If you are a victim of a letter mailing scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
As any Wisconsin resident knows, ticks and mosquitoes are more than a little bit of a nuisance. But more than just an annoyance, they can also spread many illnesses to people. Preventing bites from ticks and mosquitoes is the key step in avoiding these illnesses. In Wisconsin, the two types of ticks that most commonly bite people or pets are the deer, also known as the black-legged tick, and the wood, also known as the dog tick. A third type of tick that can bite in Wisconsin, the Lone Star tick, is less common. However, bites from all three of these ticks can make you sick. In Wisconsin, ticks can spread multiple diseases, including Lyme disease, Powassan virus, and anaplasmosis. However, these illnesses can be prevented if you take the proper steps. These include using repellent on skin and clothing, wearing the right outdoor clothing, and avoiding direct contact with ticks. Although we are aware that that is very much easier said than done, as ticks love to appear pretty much anywhere. If you have any questions about illnesses spread by ticks, however, The Bureau of Communicable Diseases is available. You can reach them by phone at 608-267-9003. Got old electronics laying around that you're really not sure what to do with? Well, you're in luck, because Saturday, July 12th, from 12:30 to 3:30 at the Mercer Public Library and Community Center, there's a free electronics recycling event. This is open to the public, and you can recycle many different materials, including CRT TVs and monitors, small-scale servers, laptops and Chromebook computers, tablets, DVD, VHS, and Blu-ray players, pizza makers, waffle makers, calculators, cameras, Christmas lights, power cords, radios, sewing machines, space heaters, and much, much, much more. A full list is available on Facebook under Events. And once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 12th from 12:30 to 3:30 over at the Mercer Public Library at 2648 West Market Street in Mercer. The 4th of July is an exciting holiday for many, but not all. Melissa Kay reports.
For our military veterans living with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, exploding fireworks can trigger distressing memories. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs recommends tips to help veterans and their friends and families manage PTSD during fireworks. For veterans, find out in advance if a celebration will include them and when. Remind yourself you are safe and consider using earplugs or other sensory aids. For family and friends, ask how you can help. Offer words of support such as, "I am here with you now," and help the veteran remember where they currently are and that it is safe.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers are in Miami tonight to kick off a three-game weekend series against the Marlins. The Brewers losing last night 3-2 against the Mets. New York taking the series 2-1. David Peterson with the win. The Brewers' Jose Quintana with the loss against his former team. Manager Pat Murphy says they just couldn't get the ball to bounce the right way last night.
Why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, you know, home runs foul, you know, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And, you know, I mean, it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And you just, we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it. And, yeah, a couple calls went against us, and that's part of it.
Some good news for the Brewers' bullpen. Veteran Brandon Woodruff now set to make his first start in nearly 2 years Sunday in Miami against the Marlins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the five-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only two of the seven Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Greiner's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be very hot and humid today, partly cloudy, high of 92, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, I think we'll get through fireworks before we see scattered thunderstorms, but we will see a few storms after midnight. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.